truth. The truth that we have been given. Independent women, sins have been forgiven. The darkness is over. The sun is risen. Your body cool, wake up, son. Your time has come. Return to God like the sky receives the sun.
Something that might be very encouraging for some of you
today.
You know, yesterday, while I was in the other room, God reminded me of a prophecy that someone had given me in the States.
It was
10 years ago, I was in the States, and there was a lady from St. Thomas who had flown up, and while she was there, she spoke with me. And one of the things I remember that she had said was she spoke to me about a time when I would drive in a four-wheel drive up to the hill country of Sri Lanka and minister with the people
there. Four-wheel drive, vahanayak padavamin, seve karanda avasthava klabe kiyala.
Now the vehicle is actually parked at the bungalow. The vehicle is actually parked somewhere. And the reminder for me is that Brother Shen, God knew about your meeting. 10 years ago, he told a prophetess from St. Thomas. God knew about your meeting many, many years ago. What you would help put together. God knows about your life. Every detail, everything that will happen is all there. He knows. And ours is to fulfill the journey that God has for each and every one of us. Ours is a journey of an adventure that we walk with the Spirit of God. In John chapter 10, Jesus said, I came that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Yes? So as the series that has been started here has been talking about our faithfulness unto God, what God is calling you into is the abundant life. So pray with me for a moment and then we'll really get into this.
Yes?
Okay. Father God, Lord God, we are grateful, Father, this day. Father, we're grateful, Lord God, for your Holy Spirit. Lord, we're grateful, Father, for divine appointments. We're grateful, Lord God, for every person in this room right now. And Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you as your people. Lord, we come before you, Father, as a people called by your name. Lord, those that you have saved, Father, those that you have brought up and resigned unto yourself, Father, these are the ones that you have said, these are mine. And Lord, right now, as we would go into a time, Father, in this word, Lord, as as we would go into a time, Father, before You, Lord, in Your presence. Lord, we pray, Father God, for the word that would go forward. Lord, that it would not return void, but Lord, that it would accomplish the purpose, Father, that You have destined and planned. Lord, in Jesus' name right now, we bind every spirit of the devil. We bind every work of the enemy. Lord, we break it in Jesus' name and we cast it out. Every spirit of poverty and failure, every witchcraft spirit, in Jesus' name, we bind it and we break it and we cast it out. Father, we release, Lord, in this place, Lord, Your Spirit, Father, each and through every life that's given over to You. Lord, as we go forward, Father, I acknowledge openly that the only good thing in me is Your Holy Spirit, and to Your Holy Spirit I yield, Lord. And Lord, right now we pray, Father, for Your anointing on each and every life, and Your empowering, Father, on this word, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you. Okay, let's go to Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. And verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Okay, we've been talking so far about our faithfulness unto God. The series so far has been talking about our faithfulness unto God. Brother Chandal has been going
through this.
And I want to tie in some scriptures together in this, because there is a journey that God calls us into. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now whenever you see the word, whenever you see word in the scripture, we need to talk a little bit of Greek here. But whenever you see word in the scripture, God is talking about one of two things. When scriptures refer to the word, there is either the logos or the rhema of God. Logos and Rhema.
Logos and Rhema and Pragarama and the Rendu Vartical Pragarama Vartali Padinata.
Logos, Rhema, Kila, Dea Karigata, Vachaniya Gana Katakarnava.
I want to show you something. Here. Okay. This is from breakfast, but I want to show you something. Okay. Jesus Christ was the embodiment of the Word.
Devan Yesu Kristu Devante Vaarthin Velipada irukkindar.
Jesus Mahanse Divyan Mahansege Vachane Eliravu Sitiya.
Okay, so forgive me for this is my analogy. I have to show you. When God came into the world, the word was already there.
Yesu Kristu bhoomikku vandar anal bhoomi avare ettukollavillai.
Jesus Mahanse bhoomi ta vilave me aakare sitiya.
John chapter 1 verse 1. Who can read that for us? John chapter 1 verse 1.
John Subaranjipote Palavini Parichede Palavini Padaya.
Yes. So in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now the word that they're referring to is the Logos of God. That there is a perfect Word of God that existed throughout eternity, before even time began, will be there after time ends.
Okay, Logos endu solumbodhu adu devante vaarthiyaga irukkindrathu avanamagathaan Yesu Kristu vaarthiyaga velippattavara irukkindrar
emanisa e vachane kila kina vita logos kila kina vita e vachane ay e vachane tulimma devyan vaansa apade idaravuna.
So Jesus Christ, being the bread that came down from heaven, Jesus Christ being the Logos of God, He, the Word, came, took on flesh and came into the world.
Okay, Yesu Kristu vaarthiyaga irundha andha vaarthai maamsamagi velippattathu endru naan paarkindrom
emanisa Yesus Kristus Vahanse Devyan Vahansege Vachaneva Sitya E Vachaneya Maamsamatri Apavatra Pemuruna.
Now the Logos of God, if you try this, This is very small. Is you could never take it all in because we're limited in who we are. But there is also the rhema of God. When that's what Romans chapter 10 verse 17 is talking about when it says the word. So when it says there, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, hearing by the rhema of God. So what is the rhema of God? The rhema is the spoken word of God. So now, in order for a word to be heard, it must be spoken. So what happens is when the Spirit of God speaks to us, yes? What God is doing is He knows your individual situation. And the good shepherd that knows each and every one of his sheep. What he does is he breaks off a piece of the Logos that you need and he speaks it into your life. He takes a piece of the word and he speaks it into your life. What's the prayer that we're taught to pray, the disciples' prayer in Matthew chapter 6? Give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day what we need from heaven. Give us what we need from the source of life. Lord, you feed us. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Now, the Logos of God is inexhaustible. You cannot ever, ever exhaust who God is. So when Jesus fed the 5,000, Now that was 5,000 men. So there was also their women, the wives were there, and most of them probably brought children. So, and if today's people would say, 100,000, something, they'd say big numbers. But when Jesus did that miracle, what he was doing, many times what you see is Jesus giving a natural example of a spiritual reality when he would do a miracle.
Jesus
சுபாவிக தயா சுபாவ தர்மீன் தயா பாவசிகரமீன் ஏதே உன்வான்சே கலா.
You know, too many people go chasing after signs, chasing after miracles. They miss the reason for the miracle in the first place.
அங்க சில அங்க அற்புதம் அடையாளம் நோக்கி ஜனங்கள் ஓடுகின்றார்கள். ஆனால் அதை குறித்த நாங்கள் சரியான காரியத்தை நாங்கள் அறிந்திருக்கவில்லை.
வித்யா மகின் அதே
Jesus Christ being the bread that came down from heaven, the bread of life, what happened was all these people were before him, they were hungry, sheep without a shepherd, and he showed there is more than enough in me to take care of each and every one of them with leftover. And in a desolate, in a wilderness place, away from the word, away from the world, and following the word, God can feed and take care of his people. He will meet the deepest need of your soul, and he will meet the deepest need of your heart, and he can always take care of the natural needs. God does that. Now here is something about the Rhema that you must understand for yourself. The Rhema of God, the Word of God, is the Word just for you.
ஆகவே ரேமா என்பது தேவனுடைய வார்த்தை, அது உங்களுக்காக கொடுக்கப்பட்டிருக்கின்றது.
ரேமா கியன் 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 கீனக அர்த்தய தேவியன் வான்சக வசனையாய் மென்ன ஒகட மே வசனே கீனகாய் தேரும.
When Jesus calls his sheep, he calls them by name. He doesn't just say, sheep, come. He calls each one by their name, and they come to him because they recognize the voice of the Spirit.
அவர் ஒவ்வொருவரையும் ஆவி கூட அறிந்திருக்கின்றார். நிமித்தமாக ஒவ்வொருவரையும் பேர் சொல்லி அழைக்கிறவராக
இருக்கின்றார்.
Now in Revelation chapter 2, Revelation chapter 3. Yes? In Revelation 2 and chapter and 3, now I have heard Revelation preached different ways. And I've received different words at different times by the preaching that's come through servants of God. I've heard the message of the seven for the seven churches being taught as this is one type of every church that exists in all the world. I've heard it taught like this is a type of every individual in the world. Each person is like this. I've heard Brother Chandala's teachings along the lines of the seven church ages, and I see that. Yes. And I see how through the history of time you can see what's happened with the churches.
சரித்திரத்தை பார்க்கும் போது அதற்குண்டான காரியங்களை குறித்து நான் அவர் கூட கேள்விப்பட்டேன்.
சபா இத்தியாச
And something that God has been showing me even in these two chapters recently, something that has been given for everyone. You know something, that what is something that is told to every church?
எல்லா சபையிலும் என்ன தேவன்
கூறுகின்றார்?
What's something that's spoken to all of them, no matter what situation they were in? No matter what period of time they were in, whether it was the first age through the seventh age, no matter where they were, what was spoken to every one of them? There's actually three things. To him that has an ear, let him hear, and to overcome. Him. First of all, him. He, individual. That has an ear, let him hear. And then to overcome. Something spoken now that you get from the Logos of God for any church age, for any individual, for any person, anyone walking this life out that belongs to God. First of all, to him that has an ear, to him, to the individual. Let's just look at chapter 2, verse 7. It says, verse 7 says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Now, isn't that a strange way to write? Isn't that a strange way to write something? Why would you not just say, let the church hear what the Spirit is saying? Why is it that it's that he that hath an ear hear? It goes all the way back to what Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. That it was something revealed to the individual heart. Flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, Peter, but my Father which art in heaven. Upon that rock, the church has been built. Upon the rock of who Christ Jesus is, the church of the living God has been built in this world. Let no man be deceived that it was built on Peter. Peter himself didn't make it a few more days. He messed up. Peter, it wasn't, the church wasn't built on Peter.
அது சபையானது பேதுரின் மேல் கட்டப்பட வேண்டியதாக இருந்தது.
சபாவோ பேதுருமாத்துல கொடுநகுவாக்கிற போதனை கல்பனா கலாத் ஏசோனவை மக்சாத பேதுருமாத் சமார் தங்களோட வரதுன அவஸ்தாவ திபுனா சபாவ ஜேசு ஸ்வான்சே துல கொடுநகு லபுவா ஜேசு ஸ்வான்சே வேத.
You know there's an entire, the whole Catholic Church is built on this succession of popes that's supposed to go all the way back to Peter.
அவே எல்லா சபைகளும் பேதுரு கூட கட்டப்பட வேண்டியதாக இருந்தது.
ஏசாமே போப் கேன்னாவே தத்துனாவ சாம சபாவக்ம பேதுருமாவ சனான்
karno. But God had to restore Peter because even Peter couldn't even be built on his own confession.
அவைதன் பேதுரை கொண்டு தேவன் இந்த காரியம் செய்யும்படியாக தேவன் அதை நியமித்திருந்தார்.
தேவன் வான்சே
God had to even restore Peter because Peter himself didn't have it in him to anything to be built on him. He's too shaky.
பேத்ரஸ்துமாத்துல குடனகண்ட ஏசு ஸ்வான்சர் தயா கிதிர்வேலா திபுனே மக்குசாத பேத்ரஸ்துமா நோட்டங்குறது செலவீமட பத்துல கிரேக்.
But what Peter did get was he got keys. He got keys to open up the mystery of the gospel to the Jews and to the Gentiles.
தேவனுடைய பேதுரு கொடுக்கப்பட்டது தேவனுடைய ராஜ்யம் திறவுகோலானது புறஜாதிகளுக்கும் இஸ்ரவேலருக்கும் அது கொடுக்கப்பட்டதாக இருந்தது.
பேத்ரஸ்த துன்னாவே யதுரணம் ஏ ஸ்வர்கராஜி யதுரணம் ஏ யுதேவ் அண்டத் அன்னி ஜாதிண்டத்
On Pentecost, he made it known to the Jews in that Cornelius' house. It was open to the Gentiles. But it comes down to the individual heart. It comes down to the person that hears the voice of God and responds.
அவே தேவன் ஒவ்வொரு தனிப்பட்டவரோட இருதயத்தில் தேவனுடைய வார்த்தையான வெளிப்படிய முடியாத அந்த காரியம் சம்பவித்தது.
எமனிசா அப்பகே ஹெம கெனக்கும் ஹதவத்தை தெரியான் வாழ்த்துக்கு வச்சனை அப்பே ஹதவத்தை பிரமிணினா புத்தலிக்க அப்பி ஏட்ட வகக்கியன பிணிச.
You know when it talks about the curse of the law, you know ultimately what the curse of the law was?
எவ்வளவு சாபமானது அங்கு பிரவேசித்தது.
எமனிசா குருசிய வச்சனைய ஏ ஆகாரோ திபுனா.
The curse of the law was ultimately you needed a man to get to God. You needed someone to help you get to God.
சிறுவையின் மரணமானது நாங்கள் தேவனை கொண்டு நாங்கள் காரியங்களை செய்ய வேண்டியதாக இருந்தது.
ஏ குருசிய மரணே பிரகாசம் பிரகாசம் என்ன அப்பிவோ தெரியான் மான்சே வெத்தட கெனியாண்ட யாம் கிசி கெனிக் அவசியபாவாய்.
See, under the old covenant, there was a high priest that had to go in every year to make atonement for the sins of the people.
ஆகவே அந்த பழைய ஏற்பாட்டில் பார்க்கின்றோம் பிரதான ஆசிரியரான அந்த ஜனங்களுடைய பாவ மன்னிப்புக்காக வருடத்துக்கு ஒரு முறை அந்த மரிசுத்த தலத்துக்கு மகா பரிசுத்தர் செல்ல வேண்டியதாக இருந்தது.
உத்தம பூஜைக்க அவருத்தகர சரியா ஏ அதி சுத்தஸ்தானத்தை அண்ட திபுனா மனுஷியாக பாப்பே கியாதுவின் பாப்ப பூஜா
கொப்புகிறான். And he went in there and he died. No one could go in after him. They had to pull him out by his feet.
And avarude kaalile andha varile or sangili kattapadum enendral avar devanukku parisudham illamal irupaaranal andha edathil avar maranikkum bodhu andha sangiliyai kondu avare veliye irukka vendiyadhaaga irukkum.
Me uttama poojaka vanai me poojava karanna atisuddha sthanavathi anagota ouge kakule lanuva bendala thivena makisada ou aprisudhuva e sthanda gyanam e atisuddha sthane athulade ou marinava etakota e atisuddha sthane athulade yanda kaatavat avasara.
And the curse of the law was that man lived with limitation. Man could not access the presence of God like he wanted to. And God, though he desired to dwell among and in his people, even there was a difficulty because there was the issue of sin and there was the issue of a barrier being put between man and his creator. There was a barrier between man and his creator, the God that made him and man. There was a barrier between him.
Manushyata mam karanam tumanam vansrat atara yam kisi badavak tibuna
And what happened was the curse of the law, you had a man that was always trying to mediate between you and God. Now when Christ Jesus was on the cross and he said, "It is finished," what happened at the temple? When Christ Jesus was at the cross and he said, "It is finished," the veil of the temple was rent from top to bottom. Why? Because the hand of God came and split it himself. There was a price that had to be paid, and that price was paid in full in the body of Christ Jesus that was broken for us. It was broken in two, and like that the way was made for us to access God.
The
blood was shed, and the blood was sufficient for an atonement, for a propitiation, for a substitution for what you and I could never pay. And that is why God can say, "Let him that has an ear, let him hear." The way has been made for the individual to access the very presence of God through the blood of Christ Jesus, through the body of Christ Jesus. If any man will stand there and say, "You need me to get to God," what he's saying is, "I am the curse that you need to come under because Jesus Christ didn't finish it." That's what he's telling you. If any man will stand in front of you and say, "You need me to get to God," what he's trying to do is put you under the curse of the law.
So
what God does, and what the church is individuals that are in connection with the Spirit of God. Now in your body, all of your different organs, what are they connected to that gives it its instruction? Yes, the body. In your body, you have organs, everything is connected to the head. And what happens is the head gives the individual instruction that each piece of the body needs for what it is that it's supposed to do. the head gives the instruction to each part of the body that for something that needs to be done.
அவே இந்த சிந்தையிலிருந்து கொண்டுதான் நாங்கள் எங்களுடைய சரீரத்தில் நடக்கின்ற ஒவ்வொரு சம்பவங்களையும் நாங்கள் அறிந்து கொள்ள கூடியதாக
இருக்கின்றோம்.
So if I want to go to that side of the room, the body will tell the legs, turn this way.
It
will tell, move this way. Inside it has to tell other parts, give energy for the body to work. It'll tell the eyes, don't close, you need to be able to see where you're going. So every part of the body receives an instruction from the head. So back to Revelation 2 and chapter 3. Let him that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. Now you have a responsibility in this. You have a responsibility in your walk in this. See, why is it that the children of Israel in Exodus chapter 20, they said, Moses, you go talk to God. When the Ten Commandments were being given. When in Exodus chapter 20, when the Ten Commandments were being given, actually, let's just go there. Exodus chapter 20 and verse 18. And all the people saw the thundering and the lightning and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking, and when people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. And they said unto Moses, speak thou with us, and we will hear, but not God, but let not God speak with us, lest we die.
Exodus 20,
verse 18 and 19.
மலை போய்கிறதையும் கண்டார்கள். அதை கண்டு ஜனங்கள் பின்வாங்கி தூரத்தில் நின்று மோசேயை நோக்கி, நீ எங்களோட பேசும், நாங்கள் கேட்போம்.
Thank you. See, one thing is, people, when God was speaking directly to them, they had the responsibility of that. When they asked Moses to do that, later on they would find fault with Moses again and again. Say, elected officials. How many times will people elect someone and then right after they've elected him, 2 months later, all the bad things they start to say about it?
Israel
Israel மனுஷாட்ட வரதி பட்டவனோ வரதி கீனோ.
But in the end, you are responsible for your connection and your relationship with the Father.
ஆகவே தேவனோடுள்ள தொடர்புக்கு நீங்கள் தேவனோடு நடப்பதற்கு நீங்கள் உத்தரவாதம் உள்ளவர்களாக இருக்கின்றீர்கள்.
நமோ அத்த வசயம் அனிவாரியம் அப்படி எக்கெக்கினா தேவியன் வாஞ்ச சமக அப்படி திபின்னா சம்பந்தக்கமகன வகக்கே யுத்தோ வினவா.
And there will be a people, and that's referred to in Matthew chapter 7. Many will come to him on that day and say, Lord, Lord, didn't we do all of these things in your name? But he said, I had no relationship with you. I didn't know you. You can do things using Jesus' name. You can do things because a pastor or someone has told you to do it. But what is God speaking to you today? Back to Romans chapter 10. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We're talking about our faithfulness unto God, yes? That faith comes. It comes by something happening, by the word of God being spoken and you hearing.
ஆகவே தேவனுடைய வார்த்தை உரைக்கப்படுகின்றது, நாங்கள் கேட்கின்றோம், அதற்கு கூட காரியம் சம்பவிக்கின்றது.
மே விசுவாசம் அந்தகம் அதிவென்னே தேசனா கிரீமின் தெளியன் வான்சுகே வசனே தேசனா கிரீமின் சா ஒப ஏக அவுங் கந்தீமின்.
And out of that hearing, what do you do? It requires a response. Now, Jesus gives fresh bread.
Okay,
if I took this roti, if I put it away somewhere for 2 weeks, and then I brought it out, who would want to eat it? Who wants to eat that? So why is it that you will feed your spirit leftover rotten something from a long time ago and you haven't got the fresh bread from God this day? There are conferences all over the world this day. There are books being written by the hundreds these days. All of them recycling old bread. And people willfully put themselves under the curse of the law because they don't want the responsibility of hearing from God for themselves.
அது மனுஷா சாப்பேட்டு லக்வலா திவினோ மக்கு சாது ஓன் தெரிய ගිහියන් වහන්සේගේ හඬට හඬට අහුන්කන් දීලා ඒකේ වගකීම බාරගන්නේ නැති නිසා
ඉන්නේ මිනිස් සාපතු උඩටලා ඉන්නෙන්ඩල් දෙවන්ගේ වාර්තේ කේටද කිල්පඩියාව ඉරකන නිමතමාව
because with hearing comes responsibility
මේ ඇසීමෙන් දේව වචනේ ඇසීමෙන් පමණයි ඒ වගකීමට අපිට එන්න පුළුවන්
වාර්තේ කේටනල් මාත්‍රමේ නම් අදට උත්තරවාදමා ඉරක මුඩියම්
now also with hearing and that response also comes the abundant life
මේ වගේ ඇසීමෙන් ඒ වගකීම වෙතට අපි පැමිණීමෙන් අපිට ඒ ජීවනය අධික ජීවනය ලැබෙනවා
அந்த பொறுப்புக்குள்ள நான் வரும்போது எங்களுக்கு அதிகமான ஜீவனை இது கொடுக்கின்றார்
see god is not trying to cheat any one of his people he's offering them the very best
දෙවියන් වහන්සේ කාවත් රවටන්නේ නැහැ උන්වහන්සේ උන්වහන්සේගේ හොඳ දෙයින්ම දෙන්න උන්වහන්සේ සූදානම්
தேவன் யாவரையுமே அங்கு அவர் ஏமாற்றுவதல்ல அவர் அங்கு எல்லாவற்றையும் தருகிறவராக இருக்கின்றார்
so what is required is that trust
எங்களுக்கு
இப்ப என்ன தேவையா இருக்குது விசுவாசம் தேவையாக இருக்கின்றது
it goes both ways you must trust god enough to know that he has the very best for you
ඒක දෙයාකාරකට සඳහන් වෙනවා ඔබ දෙවියන් වහන්සේ කෙරෙහි විශ්වාසය තබන්න යුතුයි මක් නිසාද ඒ උන්වහන්සේ තුළ ඔබ කෙරෙහි සැලස්මක් තිබෙන බව දැනගන්නට
එහෙනම් உங்களுக்கு குறித்து தேவனுக்குள்ள திட்டம் இருக்கின்றது அதனால் நீங்கள் அதை விசுவாசிக்க வேண்டியவர்களாக இருக்கின்றீர்கள்
and if you respond out of that trust and you live your life out of that the trust that god will have in you for the assignments that need to be taking place in this world this day
එවන්සා මේ දවසේදී උන්වහන්සේ ඒ යහපත් කාරණා කටයුතු ඉෂ්ට කරනවා කියලා ඔබ දැනගන්න ඕනේ.
ඉන්න නැත්නම් දේවන් තාන් සේදානක චිත්තදේ දේවන් නිරවැටවලා ඉකින්දා.
Okay. Okay, sure. See what God needs, he needs people for what's coming up.
දෙවියන් වහන්සේ අවශ්‍යයි මිනිසයා කොහොමද නැගී සිටින්නේ ඒගොල්ලන්ගේ වගකීමේ தත්ත්වය කොහොමද කියලා දැනගන්න.
අනේ උත්තරවාදී මිනිහ එක්කල එළඳි ප්‍රකාශින් වෙනවද තාන් නික දේවන් දේවයා ඉකින්දාද?
If you are a manager, who do you trust with an assignment?
ඔබ කලමනා කරුවෙක් නම් ඔබ බලාපොරොත්තු වෙන්නේ කාගේ වගකීමද?
நீங்கள் ஒரு மேனேஜரா இருக்கலாம். நீங்கள் யாருடைய பொறுப்பில் நீங்கள் இருக்கின்றீர்கள்?
You may have 100 people working for you. Which one do you look for?
ඔබට 100 ගණන් ඔබ යටතේ සේවකයෝ ඇති ඒගොල්ලන්ගෙන් කා කෙරෙහිද ඔබ බලාපොරොත්තු වෙන්නේ?
உங்களுக்கு இல்ல 100 பேர் வேலை செய்யலாம். நீங்கள் யாரை எதிர்பார்த்திருக்கின்றீர்கள்?
If you have something important that needs to be done, you look for the faithful servant.
ඒ අතරින් ඔබ බලන්නේ ඔබට යම්කිසි අවශ්‍යතාවයක් යම්කිසි වැඩක් හරියාකාරව කරගන්න ඕන නම් ඊට අදාළ විශ්වාසවන්ත පුද්ගලයාට තමයි ඒක බාර දෙන්නේ.
நீங்கள் அந்த இடத்திலே உங்களுக்கு அந்த இடத்திலே 100 பேர் இருக்கலாம். அவர்கள் யார் விசுவாசமா இருக்கின்றார்களோ அவங்களுக்கு தான் நீங்கள் அந்த இடத்திலே நீங்கள் அவங்களை தெரிந்து கொள்ள வேண்டியவரா இருக்கின்றீர்கள்.
Every single church age, every single church, all of them told three things.
හැම දේව සභාවකටම හැම සභාවකටම කාරණා තුනක් කියනු ලැබේ.
எல்லா சபைகளுக்கும் மூன்று காரணங்கள் கூறப்பட்டிருக்கிறது.
To him that has an ear, let him hear and to overcome.
කන් ඇත්තේ මිනිසයා කන් ඇත්ත කන් ඇත්තේ කන් තිබේ නම් ඒ මිනිසයා ඒ අසනු ලබාවා ඒ අස ඔහු ජය ගනීවා
කාදුලන් කේක කඩවන් කේක මතමල කේකපද කුඩ ජයම් පෙට්ටිකොල්ල වෙන්ඩියෝලා ඉකින්දා
we hear what comes from the spirit of truth
අපි අසනවා සත්‍යතාවයේ ආත්මයන් වහන්සේ තුලින් පැමිණෙනාවේ සත්‍යය.
நாங்கள் பரிசுத்தாவிக்குள்ள வரக்கூடிய காரியத்தை நாங்கள் காதை கொண்டு கேட்கின்றோம்.
Now why is it that we have to overcome?
ஐ அபி ஏவ இசை ஜெயகண்ட அவசியம்.
நாங்கள் ஏ அவடமாக ஜெயம் கொள்ள வேண்டும்.
And what is it that you must overcome?
முகத் ஐ அவசியதாவே அத்தியாவசியபாவே இசை ஜெய ගැනීමේ.
ஏ ஜெயங்கள எங்களுக்கு தேவையாக இருக்கின்றது.
You see ultimately in this world what you have is you have two kingdoms existing in this world.
මේ ලෝකේ ඔබ දන්නවා රාජ්‍යයන් දෙකක් ගොඩනගනු ලබනවා එහෙම නැත්නම් ක්‍රියාත්මක වෙනවා.
ඉත ලෝකයේ රෙන්ඩර් රාජ්‍යංගල් ඉnge එළඹි கொண்டிருக்கின்றது.
There is no Sri Lanka, there is no Pakistan, there is no America, there is no European Union.
මේ ලංකාව පකිස්තාන යුරෝපීය ඇමරිකා යුනියන් නොවේ.
இங்க இலங்கை தேசமானது அமெரிக்கா பாகிஸ்தான் ஐரோப்பிய யூனியன் அல்ல
there is the kingdom of god and there's the kingdom of this world
மேகனம் ஏ ராஜ்ய தேகனம் தேவியன் வான்சிகே ராஜ்ய சா மே லோகே ராஜ்ய
அந்த ரெண்டு ராஜ்யம் என்றால் தேவனுடைய ராஜ்யம் உலக ராஜ்யமும்
and when a soul comes into this world ultimately he has to make one decision one choice which will he bow his knee to when a soul comes into this world, when somebody is born into this world, and we live out that decision afterwards. So when you make the decision to follow the voice of the Spirit of God, everything in this world and the system of the world will seek to keep you from doing that. So every demonic power that's assigned will be assigned to keep you from going that way. Every agent of the enemy that is in the world, every child of the devil will be working to keep you from doing that. John chapter 16 and verse 32. Yes. Behold, the hour cometh, yea, now come, that ye shall be scattered every man to his own, and shall leave me alone, and yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In this world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. So Jesus Christ has overcome, and in Him we live and move and have our being. Now these elements are interconnected. There is a connection between your ability to hear as an individual and your ability to overcome in this world. See, what God does is He knows your situation. So He knows what you are struggling with this day. He knows the problem in the family.
ஒபகே பவுலேதிவின பிரச்சனை உன்வான்சே தன்னோ
உங்க குடும்பத்துல பிரச்சனை தேவன் அறிந்திருக்கின்றார்.
He knows the problem with the health, he knows the problem with the finance.
ஒபகே சௌக்கிய தத்துவ சரீர சௌக்கிய தத்துவ தன்னோ ஒபகே முதல் அகைகம் உன்வான்சே தன்னோ
எங்களுடைய சுக பெல்லடை குறித்து அறிந்திருக்கிறார். எங்களுக்கு உண்டான பணத்தை பலத்தை கொண்டு அறிந்திருக்கின்றார்.
He knows the plan and the purpose that he has for you, what the assignment is he wants you to carry out.
தேனிசா உன்வான்சே தன்னோ உன்வான்சே ஒபகே தபாதி மென்னோ சலஸ்மசா உன்வான்சே
And he also knows every work of the enemy that's coming against you.
ஒவ்வொரு விருத்த தமிழ்நாகே தமிழ்நாவு சத்ராகே சியலும பலப்பேம உன்வான்சே தன்னோ
இதுவரை உங்களுக்கு விரோதமாக பிசாசன் வைத்துள்ள திட்டத்தை தேவன் அறிந்திருக்கின்றார்.
But he requires that you hear the voice of the Spirit, and when you hear, to respond and to obey.
நமக்கு உன்வான்சே பவசன்னே உன்வான்சே பலாபருத்துவன்னே உன்வான்சே வசனேட்ட அவன் தந்தி ஈட்ட வத உத்தர தினரிசாய்
அவே தேவன் எதிர்பார்க்கிறான். நீங்கள் தேவனுடைய வார்த்தை கேட்டு அதற்கு நீங்கள் உட்பட்டவர்களாக இருக்க வேண்டும் என்று.
Now this is not a formula. This is not a formula. This is not the
meka yam kisi kramavediyak noy
idu ore kramam alla.
Now if someone was to say, okay, this is how you have a great marriage, And they give you 12 steps to a great marriage. And someone buys the book, they read the book, they do the 12 steps.
சமாரே புத்த கண்ணா ஏ கர்ண துலாம கீவனோ ஏ கர்ண துலாமும் கிரியா கரணும்
சில புத்தகம் வாங்கி படித்து அந்த 12 படிகளின்படி நடக்கின்றார்கள்.
And they have a horrible marriage. They have a terrible marriage. They do all those things.
இதுவாசி உன்லோந்த லுக்கு விவா மங்கள்ய பாத்தும் இடவாசி மெச்சர் கரலா ஏகுலங்க விவாஹய கடி விதி
அந்த திருமணம் செய்து அந்த திருமணமாக கடைசியிலே முடிவடைகின்றது.
இட்ஸ் அ ரிலேஷன்ஷிப்
ஏக சம்பந்த காவிய மேடக்கமா
அது அவருக்குள்ளான உறவு முறை.
And any relationship, it requires a consistent communication that goes back and forth.
மே ஓனாம நேக்கமாக ஓனாம சம்பந்தத்தாவையகிட்ட நித்தரமா அப்பே நித்தர சம்பந்தக்கமா சம்பந்தத்தாவைய கதாகருக நீங்க வேண்டுவனே
அவை இந்த உறவு முறை குறித்து நாங்கள் எப்பொழுதும் நாங்கள் உரையாடக்கூடியவர்களாக இருக்க வேண்டும்.
So now the way has been made for you to communicate directly with the Father at any time, in any situation.
ஏன்சா தங்க அப்பிட மார்கே பேதிலை திவின்னே மார்கே பெண்ணலை திவினவா ஓனாம முகத்துக்கு தியானன் வான்சே சமக சம்பந்தம் வந்தது.
எங்களை இந்த நாட்கள் எங்களுக்கு வழி திறக்கப்பட்டிருக்கிறது. எந்த வேளையிலும் எவ்வளவு எந்த சந்தர்ப்பத்திலும் தேவனோடு நாங்கள் தொடர்பு கொள்ள முடியும்.
But there are things that people do that make it difficult for them to hear the voice of God.
நமது மனுஷா கரண்ணா சமார தேவ துளி ஓன் தாம அமாறு பாவே அமாறு தத்துவட கமிழை திடினா சுவாமின் வான்சகே சப்த அசன்னட்ட
மனிதர்களுடைய பொல்லாத கிரியை நிமித்தமாக அவர்கள் தேவனுடைய சத்தத்தை இந்த நாட்களில் கேட்க முடியாததாக இருக்கின்றார்கள்.
Chandala spoke earlier about David, and it was Nathan the prophet that had to come. David would have a hard time hearing his voice, hearing the voice of God after Bathsheba.
Devian wanted me ape sahodama katha kirwa David rajatuma gana David rajatuma ditama amaruna o apasthava ekata patuna Bathsheba's sinien pasuwa Devian wanted ga handata ankam denna
chandra chandra kalile kurna adha David raja Bathsheba's nimithamaga avar devanukku devanodu nadakka mudiyadala kaanapatta.
See, God wants to communicate with His people, but His people need to put themselves in a place where they can hear His voice.
தேவன் வாஞ்சன நிதரம மனுஷ்ய சமக கதா கரன்னட சம்பந்த வண்ணட உன்வான்சே சத்துதை கெமதி உன்வான்சே செலஸ்மேகை நமுத் மனுஷ்ய எசே உன்வான்சே அந்த அவங்கந்தன தத்துவ ஜீவத்தன்னட ஏ ஸ்தானே சிட்டிந்து இது
அத மனுஷரோட தேவன் எப்போதும் சம்பந்தப்பட்டு அவரோட பேசுவது எப்போதும் ஆயத்தமா இருக்கின்றார். ஆனால் மனிதர்களோட வேறு சத்தத்தை கேட்க முடிந்தமாக அந்த தேவனுடைய சத்தத்தை கேட்க முடியாத இருக்கின்றார்கள்.
So all right, who you have the radio at home? Yes,
உங்கள்ட ரேடியோவா கெதர் திவினாச்சி
உங்கள் வீடுகள ரேடியோ இருக்கலாம்.
If you want to hear a station play, you have to find the right frequency.
ஒரு ரேடியோ கிட்ட அவங்க தந்தோடு நான் ஜம்கிசி தரங்க மாலா ஸ்டேஷன் கிட்ட அவங்க தந்தோடு நான் ஹரியட்டை கரக்கோல கண்டோனே.
உங்களுக்கு ஒரு அலைவரிசையை கேட்க வேண்டுமானால் நீங்க சரியான முறையில் அந்த அலைவரிசையை நீங்கள் எடுத்து பிடித்துக் கொள்ள வேண்டும்.
There's lots of voices speaking. Yes.
குடா கண்டவால் திமினவாய் கத்துல
அது கூட அநேக சத்தங்கள் வருகின்றது.
But there's only one that's playing the station you want to hear.
நமக்கு ஒவ்வொரு அவசியத்தை தாவே திமின்னே ஏக ஸ்டேஷன் ஏகத்தை அவங்க தந்தோடு வித்தரா
உங்களுக்கு தேவையான அலைவரிசையை மட்டும் நீங்கள் எதிர்பார்த்துக் கொண்டிருக்கிறீர்கள்.
So Isaiah 59 verse 2 says that willful sin had separated people from God from hearing his voice.
ஏகன்சா யெசாயா அநாகதத்து துமாகே பொதே பனஸ்னவினி பரிச்சதே தேவனி பதே கீனவா தேய் மனுஷாகே பாபய தேவியன் வாந்தரத் மனுஷாட தத்தர வென்வீமா கதிகராய கியா.
அங்க யெசாயா புத்தகத்தில் கூறப்படுகிற மனுஷனுடைய பாவமே தேவனுக்கும் மனுஷனுக்கும் மதிலாக இருக்கின்றது என்று.
Isaiah 59 and verse 2 says, no, actually verse 1 and 2 says, Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear.
மனஸ்தமிழி பரிச்சேதே பலவினிசா தெவினி பதே கீனோ பலவ கலவந்த வரிலச சுவாமியின் வான்சகே அத்த கொட்ட விழாவத் நேசனிலச உன் வான்சகே கன தீரி விழாவத் நட நமும் நுமலாக அப்பராதம நுமலாசா தெவியன் வான்சி அத்தரே வெண்மீமா கலைய உன்வான்சே நோசனலச நுமலாக பாப்பது உன்வான்சகே மூண நுமலாக சகை உயர்த்தியா.
இதோ ரட்சிக்க கூடாத படிக்கை கை குலுங்கி போகும் இல்லை, கேட்க கூடாத படிக்க அவருடைய செவி மந்தமாகவும் இல்லை. உங்கள் அக்கிரமங்களே உங்களுக்கும் உங்கள் தேவனுக்கும் நடுவாக பிரிவினை உண்டாக்குகிறது. உங்கள் பாவங்களே அவர் உங்களுக்கு செவிக்கூடாத படிக்கு அவருடைய முகத்தை உங்களுக்கு மறைக்கிறது.
So in that situation you can't hear God and he won't hear you.
ஏ அவஸ்தாவேதி ஒவ்வொரு தெரியன்மான்சேட்ட ஒவ்வொகைய ஹண்ட தெரியன்மான்ஸ் தெரியன்மான்ஸ் ஹண்ட ஒவ்வொட்ட ஹைனே.
ஆனால் தேவனுடைய சத்தம் உங்களுக்கு கேட்டால் உங்களுடைய சத்தம் தேவனை கேட்டாலும் தேவனுடைய சத்தம் உங்களுக்கு கேட்பதில்லை.
That's why repentance is such a beautiful thing.
ஏ நிசா தமாய் மே பசுதவி விம இச்சாமாத்ம அனர்க அனர்க உத்துந்தியாக் வாண்டே.
அதே தான் மனம் திரும்புவது எங்கள் தேவையாக இருக்கின்றது.
That's why we're so grateful for the blood of Christ Jesus that washes away our sins.
ஏ நிசா தமாய் அப்பி தாம ஸ்துதி பூர்வகவிய யுத்தே மக்னிசாத எதுமானன் வான்சிகளே அப்பே சீலு பாப்போலின் அப்பே சூதாகரினோம்.
அவை அவர் ரத்தம் எங்களை சகல பாவம் கழுவினதுமாக நாங்கள் அவரை ஸ்தோத்தரிக்க வேண்டியவளாக இருக்கின்றோம்.
And in your heart the place needs to happen where your desire more than anything is to hear the word of the Lord.
ஒவ்வொகே தீரனே அத்த அவசியம் மேவாகிய அவஸ்தாவகதி தெவியன் மான்சகே ஹண்டட ஒவ்வ அகங்கான் தின பின்ச.
ஆக இந்த நாட்கள் உங்களுக்கு உங்களுடைய தீர்மானம் மிக முக்கியமாக இருக்கின்றது. நீங்கள் தேவனுடைய வார்த்தை கேட்கும்படியாக.
Not the message that comes at a Sunday service, not something at a Bible study, but the word that God speaks into your very soul. That should be the desire of your heart growing in you.
மேக இருந்தா தேசனாவதிவத் எமனத்தம் பைபிள் பாடம் மாலாவதிவத் நோய் இத்தனக் நோய் ஒவ்வொகே ஹெமதிசேம அதாசசா தீரனே வீர்த்து மம தெவியான் மான்சிக ஹண்டட் அங்கம் தின்டோனே கியாய்.
ஞாயிற்றுக்கிழமை ஆராதனை மட்டுமல்ல, எங்கள் பைபிள் ஸ்டடியில் மட்டுமல்ல, எப்பொழுதுமே நாங்கள் தேவனுடைய வார்த்தை கேட்க வேண்டும் என்ற ஒரு தீர்மானம் உங்களுக்குள் இருக்க வேண்டும்.
Again, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God, that word would be spoken into your heart and soul.
மனுஷா ரொட்டி ஒளின் தமனத் நொவை தெரியன் வான்சகே முகே நிக்மென்னாவு சாம வசன கர்ணகடகம ஜீவத்தினா கிவாவே வச்சனே வகே அப்பகே ஹதவத்தட ஏ வச்சன கதாகரண்டோனே.
அவே மனுஷன் அப்பத்தினால் மாத்திரமல்ல தேவனிடம் வாயில் பிறப்பட்ட ஒவ்வொரு வார்த்தையினால் பிழைப்பான் என்ற வார்த்தைக்கு உட்பட்டு நாங்கள் வார்த்தையை கீழ்படிய வேண்டியவர்களாக இருக்கின்றோம்.
So it is your responsibility to cultivate that connection with the Father.
ஏக ஒவகே வகக்கீமாய் தெவியன் வான்சே சமக ஏ சம்பந்த
அது உங்களுக்கு இருக்க உத்தரவாதம். நீங்கள் தேவனோடு சம்பந்தம் கலப்பது.
But God is the one who speaks into your life and into your soul. When he speaks, respond.
தெவியன் மகான்சேம தமாய் ஒவ்வொட ஒவ்வொகை ஜீவித்த கதா கலயுத்தே ஒவ்வொட கதா கலயுத்தே எசே துமான மகான்சே கதா கருண விட்ட ஒவ்வ ஏட்ட பிழுத்துருது என்ன ஏகட்ட ஒவ்வ வகக்கியன்.
தேவன் ஒருவர் மாத்திரமே உங்களோடு இடைப்பட்டு பேசக்கூடியவர்கள், ஆனால் நீங்கள் அதை கீழ்ப்படிய வேண்டியது உங்களுக்கு கொடுக்கப்பட்ட காரியமாக இருக்கின்றது.
Back to Romans 10 verse 17. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Yes.
Navatat Roma pote dahavini parichede dahatvini padete yamu
So how does this faith come? You hear the rhema, the spoken word of God into your soul. And out of that word that he speaks to you, you as an individual person, you respond and you act on that word. You're able to hear him because you have a connection that you are cultivating and keeping clean before the Father. You put the energy in because that relationship is the most important thing to you in this life. And as you obey the revealed will of God just for you, your faith comes, faith is built, faith is strengthened. God spoke a word into your heart. You responded with action because you knew that was the voice of God. And you see the hand of God moving as you've moved with what He wanted you to do. You now trust the Father more, and He now sees He can trust you. So this day be encouraged. See, God just wants to know also that it is important enough for you to develop that with Him. And you being here this day says, Father, I want to hear what you have for me.
And
as you wait on Him in this time, He will speak to you. And when He speaks to you, respond with whatever it is that He shows you to do, do it. And watch faith come, watch faith grow.
And
with that, I must stop because my time is running up, yes?
And
I think we have a couple. Not 5 minutes. I want to do a couple of things since we have about 5 minutes left. Is I want you to where you are, just to take some time. I want us to get quiet before the Lord. And I want you to also take, you have a pen, you have a paper. Do you have that with you? And I want you to do this before the Father. Where you are, just open yourself to Him and say, Father God, I am here. Whatever it is that you want to speak to me, you show me. If it feels like there's a block to you being able to hear the voice of God, ask God, why is there this block? He'll show you what that is, and whatever it is, you repent, make that right, do whatever you need to before the Father. But whatever it is, say, Father, I am here. I am your son. I am your daughter. What is it that you would like to speak to me this day? And write that down. When He speaks that to you, just write it where you are. I just want to stop now for a few minutes. Just be quiet before the Lord and open yourself up to Him. Say, Father, here I am. What do you want to speak to me? I'll just say one closing thing. So, okay, whatever it is that God spoke to you there, some of you He just gave you a word of encouragement, some of you He gave you something specific to do, whatever it is, thank God for it, because He's speaking to you this day. How many of you clearly heard something God spoke to your spirit? So God speaks to His body, God speaks to His people. Be encouraged. And praise God.